Land Greek, 1-800-449-8686.
Bob Green, talent agent. Go ahead, Bob.
As I was saying to you, Phil, I don't like actors. I don't like it when they talk out on politics, when they speak out about political things. I frankly think that they are some of the most egotistical human beings that I have ever met. But the problem and the reason for this are the popcorn eaters, the audience. They make them that way. So my resentment to actors doesn't extend to blaming them for their behavior. I blame all those people out there that line up for autographs, that send them fan mail, that crowd airports to get their autographs, and will basically get on their knees and kiss their you-know-what. And finally, these actors start to think that they know everything. That's why I hate actors, and it's an unusual thing for an agent to say because I've worked with them for the last 16 years. But, and the moral dilemma that I have, Phil, as I mentioned, I truly cannot stand actors and their egotism, but I'm able to work with them because I don't blame them for the way they are. I blame the audience and the moviegoers.
I don't think I've ever talked to an agent, a man who represents actors, and heard him say, I can't stand actors.
Well, I can tell you there's more than a few of us in this business.
There's more than just you?
Oh, there's a lot of guys I talk to who represent television actors and film actors. They think they're the most arrogant, egocentric, overstuffed, poor wastes of space that they've ever been around. But you don't blame them. They're the way they are because of the real culprits. All of those people, if you'll allow me to use the phrase people, and not something more colorful that I'm thinking of, who stand in line at movie box offices. And
well, the obvious problem I'm having with what you're saying is that you are an agent. You make 10% of everything an actor makes. You make a lot of money, don't you?
I could stop making the money tomorrow. I don't need the money at all. But the fact is, my mother is retired. She is in a retirement home. And my mother is the most important thing in my life. And I have put her over at the Vista Palisades Senior Living Center, which is the single finest senior residence in America. I also have a weakness for racing whippets. I have a kennel of some of the finest racing whippets. And the vet bills are big. I admit it to you, Phil, I need the money. But if it wasn't for the fact that I love my mother very much and I want her to have the very best, I would leave Hollywood. And I would leave every last one of those spoiled, rotten actors and actresses that I represent.
I've never heard such an attitude.
Well, stick around, because life can have its surprises.
All right, I'm talking to Robert Green. Johnny Depp, Woody Harrelson, Tom Cruise are among some of the actors that have been profiled recently in the news as very outspoken about America. Woody Harrelson has said that America is a racist place. Johnny Depp has criticized America. Tom Cruise has... And we got on the phone here, Bob Green, from Talent Artists, Talent Artists Creative, which is your agency?
TAC, that is correct.
And you are the head agent?
Yeah, sometimes I think it's a curse from hell, but yes, I am.
And you hate your job?
No, I don't hate my job, Phil. What I hate is working with spoiled, rotten television actors who think they're the second coming of Marlon Brando. And then you're working with the film actors who raise an eyebrow, slur their speech, walk like John Wayne, and the next thing you know, they think they're Edward G. Robinson. So you've got so much ego and so little space on the earth to contain it. I blame the audience. I honestly do. And I realize that...
You realize that puts you in a very controversial position.
I understand that, but I can't... Every last one of you out there, I want to say this. Thank you for a good living. But I would also say to your audience, if I were to speak my heart tonight to everyone in your audience, I would say, damn you. Damn you for idolizing these actors to the point where they can humiliate me and other agents. Damn you for idolizing these actors to the point where I got to sit at a party and listen to one of the all-time numbskulls, Woody Harrelson, go on about America and, well, Jesus. I've got a degree in political science, and I got to sit at parties and listen to Johnny G.D. Depp, Johnny friggin' Depp, talking about politics.
You resent that.
You're God...
All right, 1-800-449.
Forgive me, Mr. Henry, but it really does anger me.
All right, you've got a political science degree. Our number, hold on for a minute. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Why is Barbara Streisand out of control? Why is Woody Harrelson out of control? Why is Tom Cruise? Why is Johnny Depp? Why are all these actors speaking out against America? And you say, Mr. Green,
I say it's the moviegoers, the audience, the fans. They empowered them. They gave them the power. All those people listening to your show right now, all those people that watch television, all those people out there in the cars and on the streets, they're the ones that created the Frankenstein monster that I got to deal with and all the other agents got to deal with today. The actor who thinks he knows about politics. There is, oh boy, if they'd have told me before I got into this business that I'd have to sit at a party and listen to Woody Harrelson after he got done smoking somebody's toilet roll, talk about how America is the second coming of Nazi Germany, I would have begged my mother to strangle me in the cradle, and I mean that sincerely.
Well, the hyperbole.
No, I'm being very serious.
You would have wanted your mother to
commit infanticide, yes, sir.
Rather than
have to live in a world with a Woody Harrelson who has glassy eyes because he just had his lips wrapped around someone's exhaust pipe and said, go ahead and clear the carburetor out one more time, Eddie.
All right, do you need some time?
Yes.
1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. He is a talent agent. His name is Robert Greene. He speaks for a lot of people who are talent agents. They represent actors, and they say the reason why we have these outspoken people like Barbara Streisand and Woody Harrelson is they feel empowered to do it because the fans love them so much. And if the fans weren't giving them all this power, then they wouldn't be so egotistical.
That's it in a nutshell, Phil. But when you get out of a limousine and you've got people literally standing around you asking you to have dinner with them, asking you to have lunch with them, asking you to have sex with them even, you begin to think you're something pretty special. And when you think you're something pretty special, then you start thinking you actually have some thoughts, some cohesive thoughts about things. And then, God help all of us, you start speaking them. In the case of a Woody Harrelson or a Johnny Depp or a Tom Cruise, it is so boring, it brings tears to my eyes. But the fact is, I make a great living.
Well, that gets us around to what I'm saying. You can blame the audience for empowering these actors for speaking out. You can blame the audience for making these actors think that their stuff doesn't smell. But in the final analysis, you could get out of the business.
I'll tell you something, Phil. I make 8 figures a year. Okay?
That's a lot of money. I mean, you could retire on that money.
I have, but I don't have that much saved. I wasn't that smart as a young man. I've got a mother who I love very much, who I've got in a retirement home.
Okay, you're 8 figures a year you can't retire on, and...
No, I've got a lot of debt. And I'll tell you why I've got a lot of debt, Phil. I had a serious drug problem in the late 80s. But I'm digging my way out of that, and I can tell you this much, I have put up with more than my fair share of humiliation, and I know...
Well, Janice told me about the event at that pool party, and you do not want to say who the actor was.
No, sir, because I still represent him.
All right. In front of 200 industry people at a pool party last summer, what happened?
Boy, it's difficult to say now that I'm thinking back on it. What happened was this. I was told by a young actor that I represented, someone who is very well known to your audience, that he was so powerful, he told me to pull my pants down right there in front of those people.
And he forced you into a sex act?
Yes.
Why didn't you fire his ass right then and there?
Because it's not that simple. I have a mother who I love very...
Okay, so what you're saying is, your mother...
I need the money. Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Martin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead,
Martin. My name is Martin Wakefield. I'm an infantry officer in the United States Army. And I just want to tell this guy, if he hates his job so much, quit.
Wait a second, okay. Wait. Why don't you stop giving these actors all this power?
First of all, I don't give actors power, okay? Watch movies, okay? Last movie I saw with Mel Gibson was based on Lieutenant General Harold Moore's book, we were soldiers.
That was a lousy movie. A lousy movie.
And it wasn't a lousy movie if you ask Lieutenant General Harold Moore.
Well,
furthermore, the movie doesn't encompass his book, but his book is a fine primer for young infantry officers to read and understand.
That may
and
not
I agree
be,
with you
Mel
about
Gibson,
these overblown windbags.
Right. Mel Gibson,
want to go up,
Mel Gibson today thinks he's the second coming of Julius G.D. Caesar.
I understand that,
because he made a movie, okay? And if you're
I recognize Mel Gibson for what he is. He's an actor. Nothing more, nothing less.
And a very short one, too.
Yes, sir. And I agree with you wholeheartedly, but I'm in a profession where you don't snivel about it or whine about it. You do something about it. I have a degree in social sciences. You have a degree in political science. When Woody Harrelson starts running his mouth, tell him to shut the hell up.
Let me ask you, Martin. The actor that forced me to my knees near that pool last summer makes $18 million a picture. I get 20% of that. You're telling me to walk away from that?
Goddamn right. So you know how much money I make? I make less than $50,000 a year to put my life on the line every day.
And you're gonna...
I had a friend in Afghanistan, was killed in Afghanistan, makes $38,000 a year.
Well, he's probably
glad really
he's dead,
think
then.
I'm concerned about
man.
Some clown who makes $18 million a year?
Well, all I'm saying is, do you want me to walk away from $18 million?
If you
come
don't,
on,
then quit
on.
Complaining. Quit
come
complaining
on.
Is what I'm saying.
I'm not
you
complaining
picked
about
your battles.
Well, you're the guy. See, if you went and saw Mel Gibson in that rotten movie, you're the guy now. I got to sit and listen to Mel Gibson talk about what a great actor he is. Oh.
No, all but right. I talked to Lieutenant General Hal Moore, and I know what a great combat leader he is. That's why I went to see the
good.
Movie.
I'd love to see him make a movie then instead of Mel.
I would love to see him make a movie, too. And he donates every bit of money he made from the sale of that book to veterans funds of the first cab.
Well, I wouldn't count on that.
Well, what is
oh,
that
no.
supposed to
mean? I have it on good authority. I've
well,
seen the paperwork.
Yeah, they love to say that, but...
They love to say what?
Well, they like to say they're giving the money. Look, I'm an agent. I know Hollywood.
Well, I'm in Fort Benning, Georgia, home of the infantry, home of the first cab.
Long way from Hollywood.
Their association.
Yeah. Look,
I talked to Ernie Savage just a couple weeks ago.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, of course you haven't. He was the NCO who, in the movie and in the book, if you bother to read the book, that the Sergeant Major was always telling to shut the hell up when he had a great, when he said, good morning, Sergeant Major. These are good men, and that movie was a testament to those brave men in Iadrang and X-Ray Valley, regardless of who starred in it, regardless of who made money.
I mean, it was a momentous battle in Vietnam.
Well, let me just tell you, both of you guys, this, because you'll find this interesting. If you've ever sat at 4 o'clock in the morning near a piano bar with Mel Gibson going on and on and on about Braveheart, you would take out your battle knife. And you'd either do yourself in or him in. You'd probably run him through and kill yourself.
Oh, I understand that.
Oh, come on, will you?
But I used to come
on and on about Braveheart this, and then we shot that, and it took 3 days to do this.
Well, that's his life. I used to sit in an NTC in the desert about a month away from my family listening to guys complain because they have to deploy.
Well, I gotta tell you,
I had brothers in arms and went to Kosovo.
The way that you fans treat these actors, you might as well go ahead and get it off your chest and go ahead and repeat after me.
Okay,
what
now
I'm
that's
telling
insulting.
You, sir,
no, that's
is the same thing I told my junior
that's,
enlisted soldiers.
No,
if you don't like the job, get out of it. You know what you signed
you
up
fans,
for when
you
signed
made,
your name.
You made Johnny Depp into the bore that he is today.
Right,
you know,
listen,
I've never seen a picture that Johnny Depp made unless it's been on television.
What about Woody
I know
Harrison?
What a fag he is living in Paris, France, because you can't stand the U.S. He doesn't
there
like it.
Go.
Let him leave. What I'm telling you.
I love you.
Because you're talking about the money, and it's tough to walk away from that money. But I tell you the same thing I tell my soldiers. You signed up for it.
Right.
You take the good with the bad. If
well,
you start whining, it brings other people down.
No. It's costing me $15,000 a month to keep my mother in this retirement place. What are you kidding?
All right,
I understand that.
I gotta run, Martin. Thank you very much. Jeez.
And that Johnny Depp. You know what, Phil? I don't blame Johnny. I blame Woody Harrelson. All those people, like that guy that just called in, hey, I went to see We Were Soldiers, and I went...
Don't talk to the guy after he's hung up.
Well, you hung up on him.
Well, don't talk about him now.
No, I'm going to say, you might as well just start shearing the wool. Just shearing the wool off that guy and all the other little sheep out there, because if you don't like Barbara Streisand, folks, why did you create her? And I
hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Greene, very antagonistic. He's a talent agent from a TAC agency in Hollywood. Basically says that if you don't like Barbara Streisand mouthing off about the country or Mike, what's his name, Tom Cruise, or any of these cats, you only have yourselves to blame, because as movie consumers, as the audience, as the fan base, we made them the egotistical cases they are. We created them. We're to blame. And I guess we can do something about it. Have we done it? Should we start pointing the finger back at ourselves and saying, well, if Barbara Streisand disrespects President Bush, we're the ones that made her think she was hot stuff. And if Johnny Depp runs his mouth, or Woody Harrelson too, we did it. We made him think that his stuff doesn't smell. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show at our website, philhenryshow.com.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. Extreme Radio.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
I didn't tell Johnny Depp to hate America.
Mr. Henry, you got to understand.
Wait, this is the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. On the line with me is Robert Greene, talent agent. I didn't say, you're saying that the adulation of the American moviegoer made Barbara Streisand into the ego case that she is today. And I may agree with that, but I didn't tell Johnny Depp to hate America.
Yes, you did.
And no, I didn't.
Yes, you did. By your kissing his ass, by kissing Woody Harrelson's ass, by all of those people out there kissing all of the rear ends of these actors, you're basically endorsing them hating this country. And when Woody Harrelson lifts his leg to the Statue of Liberty as if it's a fire hydrant and he's the dog, you can blame the American people.
All right. We don't have time. Hold on the line, those of you who are holding. 1-800-449. Oh, no, we don't have to take a break, do we? I'm always thinking that this is the... Bob, you there?
Yeah, right here.
All right. And the other comment you made, then we'll get to a phone call, about Mr. Muhammad, John Muhammad.
Oh, that's another example.
The American people made him, too.
The American people empowered a guy like John Muhammad because they love guns, and they love big war movies. And John Muhammad basically took his inspiration for the American people. They gave their stamp of approval to him.
You're out of your mind.
Am I? I work in the movie business. I know how these things work.
The American people did not give their stamp of approval to the Beltway Sniper.
Every time they laid their money down for the Mel Gibson movies and all of that other stuff that I don't get a piece of, yes, they did.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Let's talk with Jack here. Jack, go ahead.
America might as well shoot themselves.
Hey, how are you?
Good, sir.
I'm going to say my piece. I'm going to get off, and then I'll listen to your comments.
By all means, my thought here this evening is that we didn't create anything. Have room to talk.
By my spending my money to go and see Woody Harrelson or Mel Gibson or whomever I may choose to go see in the theater, I'm going to see their acting abilities. I'm not creating them. What they have is a soapbox and a media outlet because they are stars, that the media will listen to their opinions.
But you
I have an opinion
it.
As well.
You
My opinion is that your guest this evening is an idiot.
Oh,
and
really?
And the only thing that we've created tonight is a complete waste
idiot,
of radio time
idiot,
listening to
you
this
made
jerk.
Me.
That
you
is my
me.
Opinion.
All right.
That is my comment. I'm going to hang up now and listen to you.
Very good, Jack.
Well, if I'm an idiot, he made me be an idiot. I can tell you this much. This guy, this sniper, the American people love him. Because
that's way off base.
Well, I went out to see those movies.
1-800-449-8686. Did we create all these blowhards like Woody Harrelson and Johnny Depp? This is the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800. Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
We're with a talent agent, a Hollywood talent agent who represents actors. His name is Robert Greene, and he is with the TAC agency. And you are talking to us about Johnny Depp, Woody Harrelson, Tom Cruise, who recently made statements anti-American?
Well, look, Phil, I don't really care what Johnny Depp said or Woody Harrelson. These guys are notorious blockheads. What bothers me are the American people that encourage them to say these things.
All right, I've listened to you say this. You're making eight figures a year. You represent some of the biggest actors in town. Why do you stay in the business? You've told me about you've got your mother at a retirement home that's costing you $15,000 a month, and you are into racing whippets. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
What is this, like a kennel club or something?
It's dog racing in Florida.
So you stay in the business?
Because I can't get out. I can't get out. And there's a very wonderful scene in The Godfather Part 3, and The Sopranos also satirizes the scene. Just when I think I got out, they pull me back in. I can't get out. I'm drowning in a sea of bullcrap. And the American people, the moviegoers, created it.
You dropped your pants at a poolside party and let a Hollywood actor sodomize you just so you didn't lose his business.
Well, it's not my fault. It wasn't his fault. It's the American people that did that to me. I don't consider that that was done to me, and I wasn't really against my will. I am gay.
I understand that you're gay, all right?
But the point is, the American people did that to me, not the actor who I won't mention. But his initials are...
Never mind, because I don't need a lawsuit. 1-800-449-8686. As we speak here to Robert Greene, talent agent, did we tell Woody Harrelson and Barbara Streisand to disrespect the country? 1-800-449-8686. Heidi, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
It seems to me that the talent agents, because I used to work in the movie business also, are some of the biggest ass-kissers to these stars.
Wait a minute.
More than we are.
I'm the guy that got you your work. I'm the guy that went out there and got you the job. Well, if you were an actor, you said you worked as an actress, didn't you?
No. I said I used to work in the movie business.
All right, well,
on the other side of the camera. And I've worked with talent agents, and you guys are the ones that made them. You're the ones that got the $20 million salaries and all of that. Yeah, you are.
We get them the job. I don't tell them to go overseas and tell them and lift their leg to the Statue of Liberty. You do.
And neither do the American public.
Yes, they do. Every time you put a dollar down for one of their bad movies.
Wait a minute. What gets me is you're a talent agent and you hate actors.
I can't stand them. What do you find so funny about
that? You very easily get out of the business.
Ma'am, I have got bills. I have been very candid with Mr. Hendry. I had a drug problem. I am up to my rear end in debt.
Eight figures a year, and you can't get out of debt.
No.
How
am I adding to it when I'm trying to tell you people to quit making these, quit creating Woody Harrelson every time he smokes the sofa and says something bad about America. Blame yourself.
My sentiments exactly.
Thank you. I'm glad you agree with me.
All right. 1-800.
Huh? You called me.
I'm
what?
Done. I'm
you
done. I can't.
You called me a fag?
No, she didn't. Thank you very much, Heidi.
Thanks.
1-800-449-8686. James, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And turn your radio down too, James.
Yeah. I was listening to the previous segment, and I totally agree. I'm not a homosexual, but I agree with what he's trying to express. Growing up in Brooklyn, New York, I've seen countless, endless movies where they blow up the White House. Hollywood is in on this because the American people have a thing for terrorist movies. Arnold Schwarzenegger has made countless movies. There's countless movies about people used to work.
Did you see James? Did you ever see a movie called Braveheart?
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
This guy Mel Gibson can't shut his mouth about that movie. Hey, do you know that I won the Academy Award? Hey, did you know that I won the? Hey, all this time, and I gotta bend over at a poolside party and take it in the rear end in front of 200 people so I don't lose. Not Mel Gibson. I don't want anybody to think it was him.
Yeah.
But I wish it had been. And
okay. I mean, you're gay. You don't have to start trotting it out.
Oh,
yeah.
You're one of those guys, huh?
One of what guys?
Don't ask, don't tell kind of a deal. What are you guys laughing at?
I, All right, so James, you think...
Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
I'm not talking about you like you're not here. I mean, I just... You're the guy that dropped your shorts next to that pool. You're the guy that makes the eight figures. You're the guy that... And don't tell me again about your mother and the bills that you've got.
Do you remember the scene in Braveheart when Mel whips up his kilt?
Yeah.
That's basically what I had to do next to that pool.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. Mel Gibson, back on Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, let's get
what
back
she
on
did,
her.
What Barbara Streisand did...
I'd rather her get back on me, but you go right ahead.
What Barbara Streisand did was totally un-American.
Well, she's just
I love her music, but I think these entertainers need to stop. They need to stop just going ahead and using their celebrity fame
to push their views on.
I mean, what she did was atrocious. To change the lyrics of her song to make an appointment to slam President Bush and the Bush family. That was totally atrocious.
Let me ask you, James. Did you ever see a film called Deliverance?
Deliverance. No, sir.
All right. Watch the scene where Ned Beatty is down, you know, and he's just wearing his underwear, and there's two good old boys there.
Uh-huh.
And I also have to ask you...
Okay, we get it already. You don't need to tell you, James, it is actually a good movie, but...
And you say you like Barbara Streisand's music, and you're straight.
Yeah, I like her music. I'm a fan of her music, but...
That's kind of unusual for a straight man. Is all I'm saying.
No, I love her music. I love her music.
Well, the other thing I'd say about Streisand is, geez, I know the air is free, but come on, you know what I mean?
All right, that's the oldest freaking joke. We've lost control. James, thank you very much. I know the air is free.
You heard that before.
I heard that 30 years ago. 30 years ago, some big-nosed girl that I went to high school with and a buddy of mine came in and said, I know the air's free, but what's with her nose?
I thought I wrote that.
Oh, yeah, you wrote it, yeah.
I thought me and Janice O'Garrow.
Yeah.